In other church magazines, The New Era, Youth, Family History, and Temple Work. Find examples of how youth can make family history and temple attendance a priority in their lives, and Family History Lead You to the Temple on page 16, Capturing Your Family Stories on page 20, and My Summers by the Temple on page 22. Dating and Friendships. Once youth turn 16 and begin dating, they may wonder how to keep their relationships on a friendship level instead of becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. In What Can We Do If We Like Each Other? On page 24, they'll find ideas to answer the dating questions that may be on their minds. Support for Sunday Lessons. As you prepare to teach youth about ordinances and covenants this month as part of the Come Follow Me curriculum, be sure to read Power in Covenants on page 28. You'll also find supporting quotations from recent conference messages on page 33. The Friend, Sharing Your Family Stories. In the story rug on page 4, Katie watches her grandmother make a cloth rug and learns some of the special stories her grandmother has to tell. Soon, Katie is making a rug and telling stories of her own. The activity in Family Story Swap, page 6, encourages family members to have fun sharing stories with one another. On the Trail. This year, children have been learning about church history by using the On the Trail map on pages 24 and 25 of the January Friend, a map showing the historical sites that will be featured in the second half of this year can be found on pages 24 and 25 of the July Friend, a new spin on Family Home Evening. Children can help organize Family Home Evening by cutting out, filling in, and using the Family Home Evening wheel, page 20. Comment: Wisdom to Live By. While serving as a docent in the Church History Museum, I met a good Protestant woman from out of state. She had been impressed by her tour of Temple Square and the Conference Center, and she cried during much of the hour I spent with her in the museum. At the end of our time together, she gave me her address, and I began to correspond with her. I also sent her a subscription to The Ensign. When the subscription was nearly up, she wrote and told me she was moving to another state. She said she had renewed the subscription herself and was having the magazine sent to her new address. She thanked me for sharing The Ensign with her and said that she found wisdom and truth to live by whenever she read it. I don't know if she'll ever join the church, but she subscribed to The Ensign herself. Thanks for a great magazine. Marilyn Linford, Utah, USA. End of In Other Church Magazines.